Hi, this is Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Diane Brown to talk about web-based governance tools. Diane is the Executive Vice President of CT Corporation's Compliance and Governance Solutions. I did an interview with Jean Landau last year about HQ and thought I'd first start by asking Diane, as technology evolves, what do you see to be corporate secretary's top governance and compliance concerns these days?
Well, the corporate secretaries have quite a challenge these days, and we're constantly in touch with them and constantly monitoring their behavior and their expectations to answer that very question. What we're finding is they're trying to achieve a balance. They have to have information that's more visible to them and to the people with whom they operate, but they also have to maintain control and security of that information as it's highly sensitive to their particular organization. So in the essence of this, visibility of information, collaboration is a theme that has come up a number of times in our conversations with corporate secretaries. The other thing they need is they need something that's going to simplify what they do. The corporate secretaries today actually have many more responsibilities than they ever had before, and in many cases, they actually hold multiple roles within an organization. So anything we can do to simplify and streamline the responsibilities they have is very, very critical for them.
And following up on the interview I did with Gene last year when we talked about HQ, what are the latest developments with that product?
Well, just to refresh your audience memory a bit, the HQ itself is a web-hosted records management application. It's specifically for corporate secretaries to enable them and the companies they represent to better manage risk and the compliance with the statutory regulations that exist today in the corporate world. As far as what are the latest developments that we have in HQ, most specifically is document management capability. Now the corporate secretary, in the past where they couldn't, they can upload virtually any kind of document. They can upload it in PDF form or scanned fax form, and then they can also decide who else in the company needs to have access to these particular documents. And that's where this collaboration aspect comes into play. It's actually a collaborative workspace. It's not a static repository of documentation, but it's actually a place where virtually any stakeholders can come in, they can work on the documents, they can look at the documents, they can approve them, whether that's senior management, someone from the tax and finance group, board members, and so on. They can also actually create brand new documents, such things as consents and resignations, some of these critical documents that are essential to a corporate secretary doing their job, basically. And those documents can be pre-populated with the entity information that already exists in HQ. And that kind of gets back to my point about streamlining the process, making it quicker for the corporate secretary to do what they have to do. And then a third aspect of it is this sense of trying to save the corporate secretary time, and so we don't want them to have to be toggling from one system to another. Most all of them use Microsoft Outlook, for instance, for any kind of event planning and event maintenance and event management that they do. And so what we've put into place is a synchronization of the events that occur within HQ and that are monitored and managed through HQ, and that is now synchronized directly with the Microsoft Outlook process.
Yeah, I know that, you know, a big part of a corporate secretary's job is document management, and so I'm sure that would really facilitate their ability to manage what, you know, the numerous documentation that they have to handle.
Absolutely. And, you know, if they're using the SEC module of HQ, they can also attach documents such as power of attorney and consent and specific correspondence to their forms 3, 4, and 5 when they're doing their SEC filings.
So where do you see HQ going in the future?
Well, we see some expansion certainly on the document management capability, but basically it's what the customer is telling us. We spend a considerable amount of time listening to what we consider the voice of the customer, and they tell us where it is they're looking to go. But specifically on the document management side, we want to expand that capability so that it's not just this static repository I talked about, but it is the collaboration and it's the synchronization and expanding the types of documents that they're able to access and link those documents virtually with any kind of task that they're trying to complete.
Well, I thank you for your time, Dan. Thanks.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.